Proclamation number 8864, dated the October 8, 1964. God cannot excuse the sins. My love is truly so great that I would like to cancel all your guilt. For you came forth from my love, and this love will never change. Yet I would no longer be perfect were I to violate my eternal law of order by evading righteousness, which, after all, requires atonement for every sin. And besides, a human being had to pay the purchase price for your souls, for you equally belong to my adversary, and I did not want to deny him his right over you. He would never have set you free had a human being not defeated him with love, so that he was no longer able to keep hold of the soul which wanted to detach itself from him. For the immense guilt tied the souls to my adversary, and he did not loosen the restraint until the human being Jesus wrested it from his hands with his act of salvation. But then it was up to every person himself to make use of his help. Now, during life on earth, in the state of free will, it is a matter of making the decision of acknowledging the rescue mission by the human being Jesus and accepting salvation from Satan's fetters. Yet he will not release his own without a fight, since they willingly followed him into the abyss. They are his followers, his power, whom he will not release of his own free will. And therefore it also required a greater than great act of love, an act of compassion, which only an angel spirit was able to accomplish, because no human being on earth was capable of such love, since they were entirely without love. The fallen beings had distanced themselves too much as to feel love, and therefore a prayer for redemption from their past guilt was entirely out of the question. Love had to sacrifice itself and thus also carry out the act of salvation in a human being Jesus, who took upon himself the most appalling suffering and pain for the sake of love, against which my adversary was powerless, and therefore had to release the souls who accepted the act of salvation, which gained them a stronger will. For I died on the cross purely for this strengthening of will, since due to the sin of apostasy the will was utterly weakened, and no being would have been able to rise up against its prison guard. This path of the cross was essential, for then the adversary recognized the power and strength of love which was capable of such an act of compassion, and he had to surrender to this love, for it was greater than his hatred. It reclaims all souls from him if they want to be released from him. He cannot hold on to them, because they now also recognize the magnitude of their guilt, and with their appeal for forgiveness demonstrate that they want to return to the one who created them. But also the fact that I wanted to become a visible God for you motivated me to embody myself in the human being Jesus, who loved his fallen brothers to such an extent that he took the hardest path of suffering on earth and concluded it with his death on the cross. This human manifestation in Jesus was also the motive for his inconceivable suffering, for the beings were previously unable to behold me, which was the reason for their apostasy from me. Therefore I chose a perceptible form for people as to be visible to them, but this form also had to have overcome the deepest abyss due to love, which included the suffering and dying on the cross, in order to completely spiritualize itself so that it would be able to accept my love completely, in order to become a visible God for the souls of people whom they would be able to behold face to face when they themselves have become one with me through love and found unity with me. You humans will never ever be able to visualize me, because I am an eternal fire which would completely consume you. And that was also known by the bearer of light, Lucifer, and yet he desired to behold me. He was utterly illuminated, and therefore presented himself as creature from whom the beings had emerged. And the beings, too, knew that he had a beginning, and yet they followed him into the abyss. And the Redeemer Jesus Christ can liberate you from this guilt, against better knowledge. He alone was able to pay the price of atonement to the adversary for all souls who want to be released from him. For I myself was in Jesus as the eternal love. I sacrificed myself for humanity's sins, and became a visible God in the perceptible shell of the human being Jesus. And at the same time the human being Jesus rendered the atonement for my justice, for no guilt can remain unatoned if I don't want to violate the law of my eternal order. But since love paid for it, everyone can become free from his guilt, for essentially I accomplished the act of salvation myself. I merely made use of a human form which sheltered the fullness of myself within itself, but which redeemed humanity with suffering and pain from the one who has the same right to these souls in view of the fact that they had voluntarily followed him. Amen.